Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 12th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 7 through 9. Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." It is important for you to know how far another man's faith can help you. The merits of others can prompt you to acquire merits of your own, but that is their limit. Even if all the angels and God's mercy itself took your part, it would not help you unless you adhered to that mercy with a faith of your own. One thing another man's faith can do for you is to help you acquire a personal faith for yourself. Similarly, even if Christ, after dying for us and giving his body and life, blood and flesh for us, were to intercede for us, it would still not help us unless we believed in him. But he can help us by interceding for us with his heavenly Father and saying, "Dear Father, all this I have done for men. Give them faith that they may avail themselves of it." This also helps us after we regard his works and merits as our very own possession. The same thing applies in respect to all other saints. Their intercession and merits are of no avail at all to us unless we have personal faith. You see this also from the events set forth in this gospel, Mark 7, 31 through 37. The poor man lies there helpless. He cannot speak or hear anything. Those who brought him to the Lord can speak and hear. He does not acquire the ability to speak through their hearing and speaking. Even if they had all come forward and said, "We want to speak and hear from you," he would have remained speechless and deaf forever and never have acquired the ability to speak. If you make use of your faith to help me to personal faith for myself, that is helping me. Otherwise, no work or ties of brotherhood are of any avail. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, make our faith a living power in our lives, not only to believe all that you have promised us, but also to do all you command us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.